Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Thoughts and prayers
for Kelly.
I had some weed go down the wrong tube.
Is there a wrong tube?
My goodness.
What's the right tube?
A butthole.
You know, I was shocked. Like I said, I'd mentioned the Jigglebilly or Jigabilly, whatever he's called from Aqua Teen. I think it's Jigglebilly.
Yeah.
The hillbilly with the...
It sounds a lot less dangerous to say. Yeah.
Well, the other one, yeah, the other one's almost borderline.
Is this where squid billies came from?
No.
They're different. There's different billies.
There are different.
There are so many different billies.
But you were like so confused, Andy. Like it felt like that was a cultural milestone for me.
It was a billy. It was also maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So
at least.
Yes.
I just remember it brought me an inordinate amount of joy for what it was.
I watched the Cartoon Network. That little section pod of cartoons, I loved it, but
yeah,
I can't remember everything.
Commenced to jiggling has remained in my life ever since.
I mean, I still say, like, quote Meatwad, like, do what now?
Yeah. Oh, little Meatwad.
Do what now?
So precious. They're so cute when they're that age.
Yeah.
Well. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
It's a Monday news
we're still,
show.
They're all Monday night
it.
Shows. We're going to get
the Monday night show.
It's our first Monday news show, so it's going to be extra wacky.
It's Monday nudes show.
Are we Monday growers?
Or?
Showers.
So we're here to bring you just a loose meat sandwich of a show. Have we said that before?
From the lunchbox.
Just a loose meat sandwich.
I got to say thanks to the patrons, first and foremost. This is only possible with you. You're like Jesus, where they're like, all good things are possible with Jesus.
Through God, all things are possible.
You can tell anybody in your life that I said that you're like Jesus, and you totally have my endorsement in that area.
Wow.
But thank you so much. Your support emotionally, financially, just propping us up, reassuring us that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing is huge. Patreon.com/NOTLP. Topicana, we just did.
We dropped a double header.
Scars and fears.
Sorry, it's instinct at this point.
No, it should be.
You have that ass to ass instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about scars and fears. We mixed up the order a little bit. It was Amy and Kelly asked the questions. I'll tease mine for this coming one.
Yeah, tease your squeeze.
Normally, the person who listens to and reports back on the Origins episode does the Topicana question, and I don't know what I was drinking last week.
You were very insistent on your question. It's fine.
Well, no.
Well, Kelly and I switched spots.
I said it was Kelly's turn. Everybody believed me.
I just believed you.
Not a big deal. It's okay, guys.
Isn't that good, though, that we trust you so much?
No, because sometimes I'm mad when you guys do that.
There's definitely a large part of me that doesn't care.
You think we're patronizing?
It's okay. There's cilantro in it. I'll eat it. I'll live. Not like I'm going to break out or anything.
Oh, my God.
So, I hate cilantro.
I know. Well, some people have that thing where it tastes like soap.
I love soap.
It just tastes like...
You like eating soap?
Mm-hmm.
Life buoy?
It's because it cusses so much.
Irish Spring.
So...
That's a joke.
Yeah. Mine is... think back to your childhood. And if this does not apply to you, you make up an answer, okay?
Okay.
But tell me about your imaginary friend.
Oh.
That's what I want to hear. And this one was not from that list or anything. This one came to me while I was soaking in the tub. Mm. Calgon was taking me away.
Talking to your imaginary friend.
Were you watching Drop Dead Fred?
I was talking to my penis. And I was like, nobody understands me.
Is it imaginary?
Is it named?
Is his name Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah, the bath is cold. I've been in here a while.
Sorry, Amy.
It's okay.
It shriveled up, went down the drain. My ding dong, no.
I love him for his personality, yeah, okay, too.
Yeah. So, imaginary friends.
Personality.
So, I'm just going to make an imaginary friend up.
I thought you were going to say a macinary friend, like a macaroni and cheese friend.
That's the template I'm going off of.
You're going to make like a macaroni sculpture, like, and it's going to come to life like a golem.
Yeah. And then he accidentally jumps in this hot water and gets boiled.
You can take, you'll write little like Laffy Taffy wrappers with the names of the people you want to kill. And then you roll them up and you put them in the macaroni golem's mouth.
I have a story that for that. I think that I've only told like 1 to 2 people about. And it's nothing weird. I mean, it is weird.
So an average of 1.5
But it's
people.
Not like it's not like a freaky thing. It's
you might resurrect him.
It's
by
just
talking about him again.
But it's not. I didn't have a traditional imaginary friend. But it's so hard to explain. The reason I have only told a couple people is that this is so hard for me to explain without demonstrating, and I will not demonstrate.
We'll put it on the TikTok.
You're a writer. You use your words. You'll get it.
Oh, I can explain it. But you still won't understand it exactly if I
Look,
don't
man,
show you. And I'm not going to show
is it,
you.
Is it the Matrix?
No. It's worse.
I did have an imaginary friend.
Is it Tenet?
Tenet was Tenet worse was than the Tenet. Matrix.
It's David Tennant.
Mm. I didn't watch it.
I had an imaginary foe.
Oh. You had a foe?
Yeah.
I have many imaginary foes. Everybody I encounter in the world.
Dude, I would love like a foe sandwich right now.
A foe boy?
A foe boy. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they're called po' boys. I bet you there's something to that. I think you stumbled into like a cultural revelation. I started to say revolution. I think that you're going to be the cause of the revolution.
Wait, you said I want a faux sandwich, then you went to po' boy?
Well, po' boys are like faux sandwiches, kind of.
I think you're called po' boy because it's a poor boy.
Well, yeah, I know that.
How is that a fake sandwich?
Pho.
It's a sandwich.
But there is a connection between New Orleans and Vietnam and France.
Yes. Oh, pho,
and the,
yeah.
And the,
yeah,
and the cultures are
that's
kind of intermingled. What am I talking about?
Pho is noodles.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
You're thinking of the banh mi.
I'm thinking of banh mi.
That's the sandwich.
That's what it
Freddie
is.
Freddie Morris.
So
either way, I was just making a play on
like
a rhyme.
That place called
Fo-Boy.
That Bun Me's place.
So anyway.
Bun Me's. You know that place where they're like everything on a bun?
It's like a sandwich.
It's basically
a sandwich. It's a fake sandwich.
It's just like a
no,
mini mall.
It's a sandwich.
Again, I say this to him all the time. You're lucky you're handsome.
Mondays, am I right?
Am I right?
I've had a busy day. Well, speaking of resurrections. I don't remember how that came up. Andy said something about it.
No, you said you said the patrons are Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, and then you said something about being resurrected.
No, I didn't.
So why did does I? It matter, yeah. Freddie?
Oh, because Amy watched a movie called The Resurrection. We did. Why did I say you did? I was there.
Freddie and I watched this movie called The Resurrected. Stars Chris Sarandon.
Erect.
Yeah.
Erected.
Dustin Chisholm recommended to us because on the meetup. And that's something else we do with the patrons is we meet up every Thursday night at 8. But like we were talking about Lovecraft and we talked about Charles Dexter Ward.
Yeah,
I love Craft.
Did you say
so good? The Walmart mac
and
cheese
was in it?
Fucking good.
Huh?
Who did you say was in it?
Chris Sarandon.
Chris Sarandon.
He's Chris Sarandon, the guy who played Jack's dad on Lost, is a
and
PI.
The lady that played Ross's ex-wife Carol.
Yeah. No shit. Which Carol?
And The
lesbian,
the
right?
No, there are two Carols.
The one that was there the longest.
Gotcha. From Herman's Head. No.
This was the Jane one who was Sibbett. There for the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was on Herman's Head as well.
That was a good show.
Do you need me to double check it, or you want to go with that?
I go with that.
Final answer.
One of his wives was, and I'm pretty sure it was the main one.
Ross's harem.
There are two Carols?
Oh, mm-hmm. And the guy who played... The friend, Judd Reinhold. Well, yeah, he was Judd Reinhold's friend, but the friend in Fast Times who slept with Jennifer Jason Leigh. You know what I'm talking
premature
about.
Erection. I mean,
premature ejaculator. He's in his tube socks. That guy.
Fast Times.
He's very like Italian.
Doesn't matter.
Like,
he's in it.
He's Adrian Zemed adjacent. He's like the working man's Adrian Zemed. And I don't mean that as an insult. He's actually a much, like, he is in the tier. Like, he's up here, and Adrian Zemed's a pretty boy down here with Richard Grieco.
Oh.
this guy's up here.
Anyway, The Resurrected. It's this telling of the case of Charles Dexter.
Oh, how was it?
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It had a couple of great moments, but
it's one of the better Lovecraft adaptations I've ever seen, and that's a low bar for the most part.
Yeah.
It looked like a made-for-TV movie. Mm. It was supposed to be released theatrically, but it went straight to video.
Is it because it looked like it?
Well, Dan O'Bannon directed it.
When?
1991.
Oh, okay. I thought this was new.
It was recent?
Oh, yeah.
It was an older movie that we just had never seen.
Chris Sarandon.
I was like, good for Chris Sarandon. Well,
that's what I thought. I was like, oh, wow. He hasn't been working a lot, I guess.
I thought you would understand.
I hope this reframes the whole thing because like, it's like a private detective office and it has glass block walls. It looks like the set from Herman's Head. That's a good example. Like, it's very brightly lit.
Maybe it is.
But you were talking about it was going to be released in theaters. Like, is Chris Sarandon just a draw that he's going to
be? Well, back then he was. Kind of.
Yeah. I'm talking about now.
Humperdinck.
It's Humperdinck.
That's why I was so confused.
I love him. This is the most, even more so than Fright Night or Princess Bride. He is chewing the fucking scenery in this. The whole thing is in the story. Spoiler alert for like a 100-year-old story. Charles Dexter Ward is replaced by his ancestor.
Yeah.
Essentially. And so he always, to anyone else's perception outside of, you know, out of that, when they run into this guy, it looks like they're the person they know, but he's speaking like he's working at the Ren Faire.
Yeah. That's funny. There's a bunch of Lovecraft stories there. Well, there's at least one other one where there's transference of, consciousness.
Yeah. Without an affidavit. There's it's fun. It's a fun movie. It's got great effects in it.
Oh.
Like practical effects.
For the time.
For the time. I mean,
practical effects. Okay, don't get too excited. They weren't special, but they were practical.
They'll get you back and forth to work.
They were adequate effects.
Or is it streaming at?
I'll give it to you.
Oh.
We bought a copy.
Yeah.
Wish I could hear that wink
in Tortuga.
Andy is so bad. You're just so bad at playing along.
If you want a copy, you can get it on Blu-ray.
Nobody cares.
You can get it pretty cheap. It's like
$14. Dan O'Bannon or Chris Renner is listening right now?
Well, Dan O'Bannon passed away, unfortunately.
So he's listening from heaven.
So thanks for that, Andy.
God. Yeah, so what's else? What's else?
Amy has now seen 66 Batman for the first time in her life.
Oh, right.
Listener, I wish you could understand what just happened.
Amy's on the spot right now. A spotlight just shone on her.
All three of these boys just stared at me.
We're just waiting to hear what you have to say about it.
It is so hysterically funny.
It's cute, right?
Like, I don't know how much of it was intended or not, but
all of it was intended. Okay,
but fucking funny.
How was this? Obviously, you guys weren't there, but how was it perceived when it was originally on?
I think pretty popular.
For my experience was in syndication.
Yeah, because I watched it on channel 19 or 64 or 48.
Did you watch? Wasn't the block? Do I remember this right? The block it was in was Andy Griffith, the Monkees.
It was like
Gilligan's Island. Yeah.
It was all old shit.
Yeah.
But it was Saturdays, right? You'd get those four after.
Yeah, Batman was on every day.
It was every day.
That was after school.
This
was
during school.
This was my summer show.
This was when I was skipping school.
Yeah, new, like at lunchtime.
Yeah, like you watched it during summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the summer, in the city.
When
you're sick.
Amy, to answer your question, I think it's all into, I mean, it was supposed to be a silly, silly fun. It wasn't like Dark Batman. That wasn't as much.
I knew that. I guess it's just, I don't know if they... They were trying to be silly, but it's coming off. I can see all of this more subversive stuff that it spawned.
Ah, I get you.
I guess is what I'm
Austin Powers
picking up on.
Yeah.
It's cheap as shit.
Yeah.
It's super dumb, but gosh darn it, it's fun.
It's so much about the sets, the costumes, and performances.
Yeah.
So, like those three, that's like the holy trinity on that show.
And having fun. I think that was like almost like being on the Muppet Show for people, like guesting as a villain on Batman. Yeah. I think everybody was just having a good time.
Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. I mean, for me, like I know hardcore Batman fans will hate me for saying this, but like that's my favorite Batman. I love the 66
Batman. A lot of people's favorite Batman is that Batman.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like it's it's its own thing. It's not what Batman is now. I think the closest thing would have been the one with Mr. Freeze, the Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah.
Although even that was in comparison to
Were referencing the 66 Batman in those two, in the Joel Schumacher.
Well, the Joel Schumacher ones, yeah.
That was unintentionally bad.
Yeah, but in a way, I don't know if that one might have circled all the way back around to being camp.
The 66 Batman, they knew what they were doing.
Well, yeah, and it's literally a formula, right? So, like, I don't remember. Does it? So far, Amy, we're, what, 5 or 6 episodes into it? So we got, you know, and I forgot the Batusi happens in the first episode.
Everything,
I love the bat phone. As a kid, when he would fucking crack open the little thing. Oh my gosh, that got my heart pumping.
Yeah, I love the poles, and I love that they're labeled clearly like everything else on the show.
I'm like, uh-oh,
that's
shit's about to go down.
I was talking to Freddie. My biggest complaint about some of these old sci-fi shows that we've been watching is that there's a bunch of buttons and lights, but nothing's fucking labeled. So how do you know what you're doing?
Made them.
But on Batman, it's like they heard that complaint and they over-labeled.
Yeah.
Everything is labeled.
Well, yeah. You don't want to go down the wrong tube.
You don't want to go down the wrong tube. You don't want to open the wrong compartment and get a batarang when you meant to get a batagun. I don't know.
Yeah. It sounded just like
it's
a batzooka.
It's practical. Batman, part of being the greatest detective in the world is also being very practical.
And prepared.
Damn Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Mm. Preparedness. I bet Bruce Wayne went back and followed all the Boy Scout like books and like went through them just to learn how to be more prepared.
While he was in the pit?
While he was a Batman.
When he was in the pit with Bane.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Together.
Somebody threw a backpack full of Boy Scout manuals down there.
It is nice to see a Batman with life in his face.
Oh, let me humor me on this, right?
No.
Please?
Okay.
We've been watching. I would love to see a revival of this with Adam Scott as Bruce Wayne. And Michael Cera, if he can still play young as Robin, or the alternate would be the kid from the Vacation remake sequel thing.
Yeah.
Probably that kid.
Robin would be just as big as Batman.
We might even be a little too far for that kid.
Adam Scott's a tiny little guy.
Yeah, it might be. We have to find a funny
You're
going
to have to go to find a kid.
What about one of the It kids?
Oh yeah, any of those. Wolfhard.
Well, they're old now. They're not kids anymore.
God damn it.
We have to find a youngish looking adult man.
Who's the little brown eyed kid? Who Eddie Kasprak would be great.
Okay.
Well, but then anyway, you can only do it for a couple years. You gotta find you a little tiny Tom Holland type.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You can't have Tom Holland.
That would be screwy, wouldn't it?
He's already another Animal Man.
And he's too big.
Is he an Animal Man?
He's too big.
He's
of
a Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. I thought they were making an Animal Man movie.
No, I'm sorry. There's an Animal Man.
Animal Man's really great. It's like a horror comic.
Also, you think Burgess Meredith was the last Burgess?
Yep.
Oh.
Is it like a Blanche or a Dorothy? There's
or
no
a Mohican?
More.
A Stockard?
Yeah.
Stockard. Or a slice of pizza?
Or an Eartha?
Eartha, yeah.
Eartha.
Eartha. Anyway.
Yeah, Batman.
Good, Batman. So fun.
How long did that last?
2 seasons, I
Just
think.
Just 2?
There's 66? No, that's the year it came out.
Oh my gosh, Freddie Mora.
Divide, carry the one.
I want to say 2.
Yeah, we're burning through Batman. Still got a couple seasons of Wings I'm working on.
Well, I love Wings.
We are so fresh on culture.
I just made some the other day in the air fryer. Didn't turn out well.
No? There are 120 episodes of Batman. There are 3 seasons.
3 seasons.
Wow, that's a lot of
40 episodes.
I think they made one every day.
So this is why they're not maybe so great.
It's like a soap opera.
We've got a quality, quantity over quality situation, which is fine. I'm not mad at them.
I vividly remember the Joker or some villain tied Robin and Batman to a spit and would turn them around.
Well, we're about to start. The next episode is the first Joker episode.
I can't even.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Well, when you get to the spit episode.
That's 40 episodes a season.
Tell me the villain.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. So an hour, but that would be like making an hour long drama back then. Because then it would be 20 if it were an hour.
Oh, math.
So then if you carry the one,
no.
9/11 was an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
If Batman's Batzooka sounds like a Batzooka.
But don't forget to factor in, and this is what Einstein forgot. Don't forget to factor in bat shark repellent.
Let me tell you something real quick. Not about bat shark repellent, but about how confusing, like, the penguins plot in that second episode.
Do we have to go over like a specific episode?
Well, can we talk about, okay, you have the Riddler, and that makes sense that they're solving his riddles. And there's the, what we now call Batman leap of logic for a reason, because these riddles don't make any fucking sense, but somehow Batman and Robin will piece it together.
Frank Gorshin, the Riddler.
Yeah. He had something.
Yeah.
That guy's, he reminds me almost like a Robert Duvall or something. But and then the penguin comes along, but then the penguin's kind of using riddles too.
Didn't he always talk in, did he always talk funny anyway?
Well, you talk funny because you
had like a, he had like a, an affect, an aristocratic affect.
Not just the accent, like his words were very flowery, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like fancy.
Yeah, it's all about umbrellas.
He was a sophisticated gentleman.
He was an aristocratic, he was going for an aristocratic feel.
Yeah. Yeah,
gentleman thief.
And I love he had like on. Essentially the Cookie Crisp burglars as his henchmen.
Yeah,
his fine feathered.
Do they still have the Cookie Crisp burglar? Is that a reference?
No, I think it's a dog. They definitely still make it. We bought it for the boys.
Do they think it glorified crime?
I don't know.
Well, there was a burglar back in the day that would steal your Cookie Crisp.
Right, he had a dog.
Yeah. And they would say Cookie Crisp.
They would.
Burglars were popular in the 80s with the Hamburglar.
Yeah, the Hamburglar. Yeah, that burglar.
It used to be an honest day's work.
Other burglars.
And a burglar mask.
The Beagle Boys.
Just so many black headbands.
Black headband with eye holes cutting it.
They had the Noid.
You're a burglar. Oh, yeah. The Noid was like a little burglar, wasn't he? Except he made your pizza soggy.
Yeah.
We never saw how.
Oh, we know how.
He was just a humid little character.
He's just humid.
The other night, Freddie and I don't know if anybody else did, watched the Joe Bob Came Back.
No.
New season. Mm. And we watched the first
100th
movie.
Episode.
Yeah.
He did Night of the Living Dead, right?
Night of the Living Dead.
One of my favorite of all movies, not just horror movies.
He had never hosted it before. Which is really weird, considering how long he's been a movie host, and that's the most popular movie for movie hosts.
He thought it was too obvious.
No, it just I guess slipped through the cracks.
Because he kind of goes for some off the rail stuff too.
Yeah,
it's a legit movie. Though.
It is a legit movie.
So was it a fun episode?
It was, and he offered up different perspectives that I never thought that way about the movie. A movie I've seen a bunch of times.
Like I don't want to take his shtick and spread it all around town.
Well, yeah.
I thought you might ask.
Just like Sydney's mom.
But I can't remember anything.
Oh.
He did make a point I made way back when we did our very first episode about Night of the Living Dead and how Cooper was really right. If they had barricaded themselves in and waited for help to arrive, they would have been okay.
I actually had that thought just randomly the other day.
Yeah. And
I had never thought about that either.
Yeah, it's kind of like, but he's so unlikable. Like, you're just like, no, I want to be with Ben. Ben, the two of us need look no more.
Well, here's the thing, though. Ultimately, Cooper wasn't right because his daughter was, all things being equal, his plan was the better plan.
It was the better plan. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You think that little girl would have bounced up and, like, eaten everybody, right? But I think they could have dealt with it had they all been down there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? Know. We'll never know.
There's risk in both situations.
But yes, that is. I've had that. We definitely have talked about that.
Yeah. But I think I would have been Ben's ride or die regardless.
I don't know. I think I might have wanted to go down in that basement.
I would have wanted to go down, but Ben, I'm drawn to charisma, charismatic leader. It's scary.
I like to hide. I'd probably go downstairs. I'd be like, Ben, I like you a lot, man. I hope you make it out of this. And if we can get together and have some beer.
He would say to you, I'm boss up here. Yep. That's my beer. My TV.
You can be boss down there.
He said that people who are annoyed with Barbara, and I have always been one of those people, like, this bitch is useless. In this movie, get it together. He's like, people who feel that way are wrong, because what you don't understand is that she's already figured. She's the smartest one there. She already knows what's happening.
Yeah,
she already knows it's futile.
Is the harbinger of doom at this point that she loses? She does. She's not a character anymore. She just represents knowing what the end is.
Yeah.
I never found her, because I figure if once you've watched your brother get killed by a dead person, and I always assumed that she kind of knew that that guy was dead, even though the makeup doesn't 100% pop it to a modern audience's, you know, imagination. I figured she did realize that, and that it just fucking popped her out of her skull.
But I'm still mad at her for giving up.
That happened to me when I was working a spreadsheet one day, and then I turned my life around. Somebody fart?
Not me.
I think it was Elsa. It smells like one of hers.
Why am I trying to? Why am I trying to smell it?
Oh man!
Do you want to double check his memory, his dog fart memory?
You want to check Elsa's diaper?
It's like when somebody's like, "Ew, this smells gross. Smell it." And like you smell it.
You'll smell this eventually. It'll come to you.
It's like, taste this. This is gross.
It's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so maybe I've been a little hard on Barbara.
Stop being so hard on Barbara.
Yeah.
Give her a break. She's trying her hardest.
Oh, and then somebody on Twitter, I was, following the hashtag, and they said, oh my, that their heart broke because they realized Ben was wearing a wedding ring. And he was still trying, Barbara.
If you want to hear a sad song about Night of the Living Dead, you should go listen to The Obliging Victims. They have a great song called Barbara and Ben. It's very tragic.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of these the guy who started that band's very troubled and mysterious.
He is.
I shared that song during the last drive-in.
Did you?
Yeah,
you
so that baby. People watching
did,
it
did
would
you hashtag
know.
It?
I did.
Oh, like Friday's so...
I'm getting better at this shit.
It's social media, man.
Very sweet.
I said, if you're a fan of Night of the Living Dead, you need to listen to Barb and Ben.
Barbie and Benji.
Down on the farm by The Obliging Victims.
It's the cutest little tune. It's all about
I sent them to
working together.
Spotify. Because Spotify is where it's at.
It's the easiest way.
Right. I figured that out, too. All by myself.
Look at this big boy here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I love
have
you.
We bantered
Come
enough?
On.
I feel we have because I want to go.
He wants
Not want
to
go, but
he would like to be done the fuck with this.
Well,
all right.
Shall we move on to the two to three pieces of news that I'll make you listen to?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, and I won't play the news bumper tonight because why? But we have clips from Night of the Living Dead in that.
Sure, shit do.
Way back in the day, Ryan put that together. First episode, maybe, or somewhere around there. Early days.
So you guys want to scroll through some news with me?
Yes.
He looks such like a mom right now. Like, yeah. What's on the news? Let me.
Or he's looking for news.
Oh no! Here, part of the problem is that I already had some like pulled up, and then now it's gone.
Well,
and like now, so I'm scrolling to try and find it again. Don't no, I got it. It's here.
I don't have it anyway, Kelly.
It's like, here. I can get it. Okay, here it is. I found it. So there's this movie coming out, and I'm reading this for the first time. So bear with me.
It's news to you, too.
It is. But it looks interesting. It says the headline, this is on Bloody Disgusting, to give them credit, since I'm not necessarily... I'm just reading this. I mean, I always just read it from a website, but...
But it's
I
usually,
try to change up the words a little bit. I'm still going to do that. Anyway, their headline is The Purge with Werewolves. Katrina Law joins Silent Night directors. Year two.
What?
Year two.
I know, but it doesn't make sense.
Whoa, what's going on?
It's saying The Purge year two, right?
No, it's the movie.
Me too?
The movie, I haven't read the description of it.
The title of the movie
is called Year Two.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Man, you had me like in this weird twilight zone for a minute there. I thought you had a stroke.
That's why I kept repeating it, because I was like, Year Two. And then you're like, what? And I was like, Year Two.
I thought you were making like a goofy sounding couple of words, like making new words. That you know how you like to riff on words?
I do.
And I thought, I was like, what could Year Two mean?
Year Two. Year Two. I'm Year Two with you. Anyway.
I'm in grade eight.
Is it like Purge as in those rich people killing poor folks?
So the first line of this article says, described as The Purge, which you just described, with werewolves.
Are the werewolves purging or being purged?
Yeah, what are the werewolves?
Where are the werewolves coming from?
Are there rich werewolves?
Frank Grillo's in it.
I do love him.
He was in one of the Purge movies, or at least one.
Yeah, I was. He's in two of them.
Yeah.
At least.
He was the best, one of the best things about those
Katrina Law,
one or two movies.
She's someone, and she's in this.
All right.
1 year ago, so here's your fucking, what I assume is
I'd love to help you, but I specialize in Katrina Law. Katrina, I can't say it, but trust me, I know the books.
You're going to have to refer me to someone else
for the articles.
Katie Law, you only know Katrina.
Yeah.
So the Sonata, 1 year ago, a supermoon event caused a latent gene to turn everyone exposed to the moonlight into a werewolf for one night. This sounds dumb as shit. All right. Anyway.
Why don't they make Werewolf of Wall Street?
They should.
See, like,
they could just do it like Teen Wolf, though, right? Like, he could just kind of have a hairy, like, he could come in a business suit.
Yeah, it would still be the same movie, only Leonardo DiCaprio would be a werewolf.
Yeah. But I'd really want him to look like Michael J. Fox's Teen Wolf.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm so not arguing with you. We're even Jason Bateman's Teen Wolf too.
Sure,
as long as it's in the Teen Wolf family, not the MTV series. It's too elaborate.
Too elaborate. Too well done.
Also on Wall Street, he would never fit in.
So everybody's a werewolf for one
night, and then
and a hoe.
I think I'll just stay inside.
Anyway,
yeah.
And then it says continued for the rest of the article, so I'm gonna move on.
I'd be a tiny werewolf. I wouldn't survive.
Oh, tiny werewolf.
But I do like werewolf movies.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And I like Frank Grillo.
There's another werewolf movie. Lisa has Frank Grillo.
Is there a guy named Frank Barbecue-O?
Shark Bait.
Frank Stovo.
It took me a minute. And then I like you said it didn't register. And then as I started to read this, in my head I heard Frank Barbecue-O.
How many other cooking appliances he's going to go
Frank
through.
Pano.
Book and Pano.
Frank Skeletto.
So this thing is called
that Skillet.
Shark Bait.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard about this.
Everybody's a shark for one day.
It's like the Purge starring meets Frank water. Grillo.
It's like the Werewolf Purge, except with sharks.
Oh, my God.
We should make a movie called The Splurge, where everyone gets a credit card with no limit for one day.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
So everybody's just fighting to get the stuff off the shelves?
You know, no fucking machine would work. Anywhere you went to buy something, it would be like, the network.
It'd be a bloodbath because everybody's going for like the.
It would just turn into the actual Purge anyway.
I'll probably just go for like meats and get like a deep freeze and just buy a bunch of meat.
Bunch of meat.
Because people are going for like the jewelry in the cars. I'm going to go for food.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Some asshole is going to go and try to buy a bunch of gold and then ironically be crushed under its weight.
You know, it's just shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just, while that was happening, I read up about Sharkbait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A group of spring breakers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, they go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They party.
Yes.
When will they learn?
And then sharks.
I'm into it.
And then
you know I'll be there.
Is it turned into Jabberjaw? Because then the teenagers create a band with him.
Well, no, they steal jet skis. So it's actually like Jaws 2, probably.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I like Jaws 3D where they have the pyramid.
The pyramid of ladies.
Video, yeah.
I thought that was so glamorous when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it looked glamorous. And then you watch it now and you're like, that looks shit. That film didn't even. It looked like they filmed it on like somebody's home.
It looked like the vacation recorder.
Yeah, it did.
I think they filmed on the same day.
They did it in the Go-Go's video too.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that was the Go-Go's. So
yeah, the vacation. Yeah. Yeah. I love that song. And that video, because I also associate that. I think those two, because of that visual, whenever I think of Jaws 3D, I think of the Go-Go's and vice versa.
I was so worried for all those ski.
The movie Vice Versa?
I know. And the movie Vice Versa, where Fred Savage and is that the
Judge
right one?
Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
Have a tiki.
It's a vase.
Vase. It's not a tiki. Oh, that's 18 again with Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron.
Oh, my God.
Remember we did Body Swap Month? That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Didn't they do that with a sequel to 40 Feet Below? Or was that what it was called? What was that movie that we saw? About you're so many feet below.
47 meters down.
Yeah. They did a sequel like that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a 47 meters downer.
It's 48 meters down, right?
Yeah, I think they did a sequel.
Yeah, they did. I saw it.
It was like teenagers and they're in a cave or something.
Yeah. I actually, Mike didn't like that movie, but I really did. Like, it gives me anxiety like every shark attack movie.
It just sounds
does.
Like the movie Kelly's describing. Yeah.
You know what I got a hankering for?
Yeah.
The shark movie.
Yeah. Did you see the second 47 meters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
You're fine.
So
the first one's way better.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're remaking Salem's Lot.
You know, is that that's for true? You telling me for true?
It's true.
They're doing. They just made Firestarter.
So my Cajun cousins.
Yeah, Firestarter too. Yeah.
I really would like again. I thought. Can I? I gotta wax for a minute.
Yeah.
Your. Bikini area.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go do that, and then I'll be back. Right. I thought when these new Stephen King adaptations started popping up, I was very excited. I was like, finally, you know, people who grew up reading Stephen King are going to get at the helms of these. They're going to lovingly represent it. I have in no way expect them ever to be, as you know, just a regurgitation. I love Dr. Sleep. I thought that was an awesome movie. There are some good ones. And It Part One was okay. I haven't seen the Grown Ups one yet.
It's really good.
But man, I don't know. I feel like though they're still all missing the mark, man.
It's one of those things that I don't think you can't capture what Stephen King does in his books.
I think they could have captured it more than they did.
You maybe get a little closer.
What's the closest so far?
Oh god damn dog.
The Mist.
The Misery. Mist.
There's a handful. Oh my god.
Yeah, now you smell it.
I thought
she's just firing off farts.
Speaking
like
of
crazy.
The Mist,
I gave her a bunch of chicken skin. Is probably the problem.
Was it raw?
No, it was cooked.
I thought, do not laugh at me. Thought that the It miniseries did a pretty okay job.
I like the It miniseries.
Did a better job than the movies that just came out at like getting to the heart of that like friend group and what it how special it was, but
yeah, you know, I might agree. It's hard to say honestly. Like I
you're making a face I haven't seen you make very much.
I think that yeah, I don't know. It's just I just feel very let down in a way that there are things that I really wish Carrie Fukunaga had gotten to do.
Oh my god, if he had gotten actually, yeah.
Instead,
I guess he's just.
They keep the problem is I feel like they keep going cheapo with all these. Not cheapo in terms of budget necessarily, but just like cheap scares, like in the name of trying to get to the psychological. But like Pet Sematary, they tried to like doctor because he's a doctor, doctor it up and make it.
Which one? The remake?
The original one I like better than the new one. Anyway, I have not been super.
How about Carrie? Because that's one of my favorite horror movies. Did it do a good job?
Shishi Spacek? I think that was pretty damn close.
Oh, Carrie. Yeah, that's a good one. The old one. Yeah, I just mean this crop of
the
new ones.
The Dark Half was pretty good.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
And the book isn't great for me.
The book is one of the ones where you can't think about it at all. You cannot stop to think about it.
I prefer Secret Window, Secret Garden.
Which is...
it's like a more refined version of that book.
Which you also can't really think about.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway,
I don't mean the movie, but
I love
it,
buddy.
I've never seen the movie.
I just want him to do right by you. Sam's Lies, but mine and Freddy's favorite, and it's just do it right, man.
But when is Mike Flanagan get his hands on...
Yeah, Mike Flanagan would be a great choice for Salem's Lot because like there's all the complicated family shit going on throughout different families.
Warner Bros. Feature film, Salem's Lot, theaters, September.
What if the Sandlot remake comes out the same day?
I hope it does. Then they can really battle it out.
It'd be a good pairing, like a good double feature. It could be called Lot Night.
They just
The Lotpocalypse.
You got lots.
Salem
got
Sandlot.
At least two of them.
Lot v. Lot.
They released some footage, though, so that's going on. And who's in this shit?
It's Lot Night. At the Apollo.
Well, if you're interested in it, you should look it up on IMDb. I bet it's something else. That's all the news I really got. I skimmed a lot of shit to come up with those three.
You know what? News, man. It's just tomorrow's fairy tales.
That's right.
Salem's Lot looks like it's from the dude who...
invented...
directed Annabelle Comes Home.
Which one was that? Was that the origin story of Annabelle?
No, that
because that's the one I like.
Yes,
Annabelle Goes to Jail is gonna be really good.
Is Annabelle 2?
No, this is the third one.
Annabelle Scared Stupid.
Annabelle Scared Stupid.
The one that came out. It's when
Annabelle, while drinking your juice in the hood,
when the Warren's daughter is being babysat by the girl, and they get into the room and wake up Annabelle.
Was it like the? Was this the 80s one? I don't know. There's too many Annabelles. Annabelle,
the voyage home, where Annabelle saves the whales.
And the guy who wrote It, Chapter 2.
Oh.
Stephen King, he wrote Chapter 2. He wrote all of the chapters.
Look, I know I've done this in the past, and I know I
and the other Annabelle.
Ultimately, I will give this a chance. But if I'm just, if you just want to hear my crotchety old immediate feeling... that does not instill a lot of confidence in me. I do not feel
well.
Well, wait. Can I? Is like, does Salem Lot? Does that need like a mini series as opposed to movies?
I would say
a TV series,
yeah.
Probably even would be better.
Like an entire at least one like season. Two seasons, yeah. 1 to 2 seasons.
2 seasons would be even better. Yeah, two full. So you could easily do 20 episodes.
So I think they're trying to distill something that's epic into something that's not made for that.
Yeah.
I mean, although
I mean, like
this is the closest, like this, I did really like this It movie quite a bit. I saw it a couple times.
Have been better as a like series too.
Yep.
Mm. Wait, well, I thought you were talking about It.
No, I'm talking about both. Salem's Lot and
Both. Yeah, both of them. Yeah, definitely.
The the cast. Freddie's favorite actor, Lewis Pullman.
I love him.
He's playing Ben Mears.
Oh, there you go. He's in, what did we just see a trailer for that looks so good with him in it?
Show. It's a TV
show. Is it the Josh Brolin one or was it something else? I'll look it up.
William Sadler is also on the cast list. So that's fun.
Who's he playing?
It doesn't have.
It doesn't say.
Doesn't say. Lewis Pullman, it's Outer Range, that TV show. That's.
Oh, is that what it was? Was Outer Range?
Yeah.
That looks good, by the way.
Yeah, it really does.
Who's he in that show?
He's in the new Top Gun, too.
He's a young man.
When's the new Star Trek series coming out soon?
This week.
This week. This Outer Limits?
Nope. Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds. There's something Star Trek Outer something.
Outer Limits is a Twilight Zone like wannabe.
So
are you excited about the new series? Are you going to watch it?
I am.
Yeah, we watched the new Star Trek. New series, Shining Girls, the one that our friend John was away in Chicago working on, is finally out on Apple TV. If you don't know what it's about, I'll just read this to you. It's easier. Years after a brutal attack left her in a constantly shifting reality, Kirby Mazraki, I think that's how it's pronounced, learns that a secret murder is linked to her assault. She teams with a veteran reporter to understand her ever-changing present and confront her past. There's a lot more to it than that. It's got some sci-fi elements.
Shining Girls?
It's called Shining Girls. Mm-hmm. It's based on, I think it was a book, I'm pretty sure.
Anybody famous?
Yeah, well,
Elizabeth Moss.
Elizabeth Moss is the producer with Leonardo DiCaprio, and she's part of it. And then Philippa Sue. I don't know if you guys know her.
I've heard the name.
She was in Hamilton.
Wouldn't it be cute to make like a little Pixar character named Elizabeth Moth?
That would be adorable.
And it would just be like her voicing a little moth, like a cute one.
There's Erica Alexander.
She was in Get Out, right?
It would be.
It's actually got a really.
Moths are really cute, though. I like it.
They're not flying in my face, for sure. For sure they are.
As long as they can't get at me, have at it, moths.
I just don't want them to touch me.
Live.
You just like them on screen in animated form.
Yeah, and far away. Like if there's a moth like over there. All right. Hi.
You're so far away from moths.
Yes.
so far, you just
Freddie, do you want to talk about the other horror show you've been watching?
Yeah, what was it? Shining Veil.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you guys seen Shining Veil at all?
I've seen it advertised.
Okay, do you know, and it's, see, I didn't see any trailers or ads or anything, but I'm like, it's Greg Kinnear, Courtney Cox.
I didn't know that. I just knew Courtney Cox was
in
it.
Yeah, she looks less, you know, Scream 5-ish.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, so the, it became obvious to me as I got through like the pilot and then moved on. I'm like, this is like a retelling of The Shining, but instead of it being like Jack Torrance as the guy trying to write the play, it's a woman who wrote a book that was kind of like 50 Shades of Grey trying to write a sequel or a second book. And she is under all this pressure, and Greg Kinnear is her husband, who works for this like a consultant, some sort of, it almost seemed like an advertising type thing, but them and their two teenage kids move into this haunted house. Oh. And it's got a little bit of Beetlejuice to it, not visually, but just the content's a little Beetlejuicy.
Is it a comedy?
It's a horror show, but it's definitely got comedic moments, but it follows the arc. She follows kind of Jack Torrance's arc in a lot of ways.
You like it?
It's fantastic. I love it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's great.
That sounds like something I could pick up.
Yeah, I've only a few episodes into it, but so far I think it's really great. And each episode is only like half an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a little bite size. Now they could blow it completely. Like I've gotten to an interesting point where there's a major turning point I think about to happen. Mm-hmm. It could be all downhill from here. I don't know, but I think it was worth checking out for sure.
I hope it stays going steadily uphill.
Yep, struggling uphill.
Struggling uphill, making us work for it a little bit, but just a little bit.
And what's it on?
Stars.
Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a free trial to that.
Yeah, that'd be a good use for it.
I got some news for you.
I'm surprised how much good shit I find on Stars.
You're out there trolling all the time.
I am looking for shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working through Wings.
You're watching Batman.
And Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, we have been watching The Girl from Plainville. Have I talked about that?
Oh,
is
that
show
the
yet?
One, the suicide girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, not suicide girl, but...
Eyebrows.
Okay. Not Suicide Girl trademark is what I meant.
It's about Michelle Carter, the girl who like pushed her.
Oh yeah, that show. I can't watch that. Himself. I don't think.
Well, so I didn't want to watch it either because I thought it was going to be too heavy and too dark. And I didn't want them to treat it light either because it's a very heartbreaking case and scary as shit. They're doing a really good job of navigating it. Chloe Sevigny is the boy who committed suicide, his mom.
She's awesome in this.
And then the Fanning, which one?
Elle.
She looks so much like her. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is heartbreaking all around, like, but it's also, I know this is a real case, and I get, like, because I'm the first person to usually, this is not something I would normally watch. I'm very weird about true, like, dramatizations of, like, true crimes and especially, like, big tragic stories like this that are so current that the people involved are going to see it and they're still dealing with it and all that. That's tough. But that said, the ghoul in me is winning out these days because this is done it plays like a thriller with these really bright moments of like humanity in it. But then when it gets weird, it is kind of trippy and intense and like above what you normally get out of this sort of, see, like people, it's artistic. Like, you know, normally it used to be enough, like a Lifetime movie presentation of a story like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was enough to just tell the story and they would spice it up a little bit.
Right.
Always, you know, even though these stories are already inherently very interesting.
They're very spicy. Mm-hmm. They're already out of five.
So this show will do visual gags and tricks in it that you are normally reserved for like fantasy films and stuff.
Is it handled tastefully? Outside the realm of treating it disrespectfully, right?
I don't know how to answer that because
this should not have been made. Like, if I'm coming at this from a moral standpoint, to me, this is
gross.
Gross. It's profiteering. That's kind of the tough point here.
I just tend to not watch dramatizations of real life events, regardless of what. Even like I, Tonya, I had trouble with. And I try to watch that Tommy and Pam thing. I mean, it was a little too gross for me, considering, like you said, like, people are still alive.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that story is a little more tabloidy, but at the end of the day, they're still human, and they kind of, they handle it so cartoony that, but they don't, the Plainfield one, they don't handle cartoony, right?
No, it's pretty straightforward. Pretty cartoony.
Okay. Is it?
Really? I mean, like, cartoony in a very, like, it's the girl's like obsessed with Glee. And there's like, there's hallucinations, dream sequences.
Are there like music numbers then or something?
Yeah. There's one moment and it's chilling. Like, that's the thing. That's what has won out for me and why I'm still watching it is like, it's so well presented.
I don't know the exact story, but do they try to like humanize her or like soften her?
Well, totally. Everyone.
Yeah, I know like everyone, they're fastest to everybody, but.
No, they're really good about presenting everybody as real people.
They're not saying, no, they're not trying to excuse anything. Because if I witnessed any of that, I'd have been mad.
Yeah, they're not really judging anybody involved. Like, you're kind of, depending on the episode, it handles it in a way where you're kind of on the side of whoever they want you to be on the side of for that episode.
Oh!
Yeah. So then when you come out at the end, you're kind of like, oh, okay, I'm trying. It actually provides a lot of perspective on this case that it's I like, don't think.
Kelly was in a Jerry Springer audience, I will say. Yeah.
I just got me riled up.
But they also. If you think you had your mind made up about what happened in that case and you see this dramatization, I think it is effective enough to make you reconsider your position, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, there's enough going on there in the art of it that it's almost worth it that they cross that boundary.
I mean, I just said, like, I don't want to watch dramatizations of real life stuff, but I did watch that Crazy Hair Lady Church documentary.
Well, that didn't have dramatizations.
That's a documentary.
I know, but like I'm saying, like I would watch a dramatization of that.
Oh, I would too. Yeah. Well, that, did you finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's done.
What's it called?
What is it called again? Is it like, oh God, my hair?
Just Big Hair Lady.
Me and Andy call it the Big Hair Lady documentary. I can
She's
check.
Like got like her it's the grift
weight,
in.
It's the weight loss church.
Yeah. Cult. Her mini cult.
You look at it, it's almost like a Tiger King type thing where these people are just so ridiculous that it's like, this can't be real.
And then
I'm scrolling through all the Batmans we watched to find
Batsmen.
But yeah, man.
Oh, and the Food That Built America. Just saw the Taco Bell episode. That was pretty exciting.
Oh. What were you gonna say, Kelly?
I don't know.
Woo!
I was just kind of like saying anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, too excited. You forgot what you were going to say.
I was...
Is Judge Judy on Amazon still going on?
Right now, it's like we finished the season. Now we have to wait for more to come out. It's a tragic time right now. It's hard
I just read a headline the other day. Judge Judy's old bailiff from the network
Bird.
Days. He's getting his own show.
Is he a judge? Or
maybe that's why he didn't come to Judy's show.
And Judy is producing it.
Or is he just a bailiff again?
Bird. He's been promoted to host from bailiff. Mm-hmm. What?
Good for him.
Yeah. I thought that would make
you
happy.
I like the new bailiff too. Sweet Kev.
Sweet Kev.
I don't think we've gotten to know the new bailiff very well yet.
I don't know. Kev's got a lot of smiles. Freddie, he's happy to be there.
We can't keep up with you on the Judge Judy.
Every time we watch it seems like there's some sort of weird glitch too, like.
It's just the people on there. It's not a glitch. They really look like that.
Yeah, I thought they were melting.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm bummed out about that. So we've been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers.
The Way Down. The name of the documentary series.
Oh,
me and Andy were talking about. Sorry. It's
new movie's coming out soon.
Yeah. God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwynne Shamblin.
Would that pull you to the theaters?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But
Bob's Burgers is coming up at the end of the month, right?
We watched
the movie,
and we've been watching a Futurama, American Dad, some What We Do in the Shadows, some Our Flag Means Death. We're trying to get more into that. We like it. We watched the third episode, I think, or no, the second episode.
It's interesting. Like I've been watching that too, and it doesn't feel like Taika Waititi.
It hasn't. Well, I don't think it is. I think he's only directed one or two episodes.
It feels more like Wes Anderson to me.
It definitely hasn't, like, it's funny and it's good. I like it, but it hasn't, like, grabbed me. It's not made me go,
I can't wait to watch the next episode yet. Like the way.
Where are you in it?
Just a second. I think I just watched the second or third one.
Oh, yeah.
Blackbeard hasn't really got into it yet.
I don't even know if Amy is if she's into it like I am.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fine.
It's fine, right? Right. Is it? I hope it gets more than but just
I,
fine,
I
though.
I can think of a thousand other things I would rather watch.
So you understand where I'm coming
from.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we are right now, TV-wise.
Some folks, cucumbers, pickles, you know?
Yeah.
I've been rewatching It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, well, that's where you at. Did you start? Are you doing it from beginning to end? Where you at?
Just got to the road trip episode where Charlie leaves Philadelphia for the first time.
Oh, yeah. They go to the Italian market.
Yeah. Try the pear for the first time.
You've never had a pear. It tastes like sand.
Runaway train, never going back.
Such a great episode.
No, baby, they'll spit you out.
Runaway train, never. It is a great. I can't recommend it enough.
I feel that's one of the most rewatchable shows ever.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's so funny. That in Seinfeld.
And there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Some episodes of Curb, but not all.
Yeah.
That's Curb's not rewatchable?
No, it's rewatchable. Oh. It's just not every episode. There's a few in the first season. There's some that I felt like aren't worth it.
Well, first season is always, no matter what the series is, like kind of skip.
Once they figured out what was great about the show and they started running with that, it became pretty much consistent every time. But
Mocha Joe.
Mocha Joe.
So this is the TV podcast now.
We do we want to let the listener know what our next month theme is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's finally time for us.
You've been asking for this. You've been begging for this. We heard your cries.
It has been on that list for four or 5 years.
We finally got the change.org petition.
Uh-huh. We finally gave in to societal pressure.
There's protesters on our lawn. We can finally get rid of them.
Dean Koontz month.
And what are we calling it, Kelly?
Well, I propose that we call it I Can Smell Your Koontz. But feel free to use or not use that.
There was one of our patrons in the Discord manages a music league.
Yeah.
And he tries to match the theme for what songs the users submit for the music league to what we're doing for films. And he named this one Koontz and Koontz and Koontz and Koontz and Koontz. It's for dance music.
Like Oontz, Oontz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought did you like have this moment where you're like, I need to
throw
in money and make a trophy
person
for him?
I need to drive to your home, high five you, and leave.
Oh, sure. Well, I didn't have that thought, but I agree with it.
I always call him Bear. It's Joe.
It's all good.
So we're gonna do Dean Koontz movies. Yeah. We're starting with Phantoms.
Which is the Blob 98, which I like to call it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go.
It was 98, wasn't it?
Something like that.
That sounds right. Mm. Dimension Films.
Yep.
I'll never forget it.
No, it's important to you if you're a horror fan. Okay, guys. It's the end of every show.
Mm-hmm.
We always say hi to our Beelzebubs. So I'm going to do that.
You're almost a cheerleader there.
Here I go. Elise.
I can't wait to see you soon, baby. Andy's going to see you soon, baby. I'm probably just going to stay here.
Lynn Walsh.
We're coming for dinner, Lynn.
You guys
set the
thing.
Table.
Kelly.
I come from the Lynn down under. Sorry, I was texting Elise.
That you're going to see her soon?
Right now.
I miss you, baby.
Here and send an Andy home. Hey, baby, sorry. For the joke. I gotta.
It's gotta be real.
Hey, baby, put on the Cisco CD. I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa told me and Freddie that she's rooting for us. And that made my heart grow 8 sizes.
It really did.
I'm rooting for you too.
Brandon and Emily.
Hey kids, rock and roll, rock on.
Jeffel.
JFL.
Dustin.
Dustin, thanks for recommending The Resurrected. It was the gaping hole in my horror education.
It was fun to watch.
Chris ran and filled that hole right up.
You let Chris ran and fill your hole.
Completely.
That's good. I own a good one.
You own a great one.
Thank you.
It's weird saying that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Isn't it hard to say?
Because normally you're the one that does.
No, spread the love.
Sorry I didn't put as much emphasis on it like you normally do.
The wrong syllable.
Yeah. Too much slime on the right syllables.
Brian, I'm talking to you like you forgot to take the dishes out of the dishwasher.
Take the dishes.
Did you? Go ahead and do that. What?
I was just laughing at what you said.
Bill. well.
Yeah, later for our services.
Bill Farner.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Bill you directly. Direct mail. I'm going to send you a duck bill. I want you to make a pun out of it about one of your other bills, and I want you to mail it with your check to
just
the power
stop,
company.
Freddie. Just stop.
Okay.
Blake!
Blake, if we were two space cowpokes that came to Earth together, I would help you make a third one.
Mark, mm-hmm. Mark Watts.
Mark, you could be involved with that space baby stuff too. We would need a midwife.
Blaine.
You got to have all the working people.
Yeah.
Blaine, do you know any midwifery?
Yeah, Blaine. Let's get inside.
Do you dabble Blaine? In midwifery or?
Joe. Jordash Jeans.
Hey, man. What's going on, Joe?
Paul.
Where you going with that uninterruptible power supply in your hand?
Once I say the next person's name.
Yeah, say it again.
Paul.
Paul, love you, man.
Jeremy and Cassie and Gamora.
Oh, did you see the prettiest picture of Gamora with her pillow and her big brown eyes?
She's a dog, in case you're wondering. Ernie.
Ernie, I hope you're doing great. I missed your smile. I want to see you again someday. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll be in Texas and go to Frightmare or something. That would be awesome.
Dave Siebert.
Indeed. Thanks for showing me so much support over the years. Dave's a special local friend.
Aren't you gonna?
He's local.
You gotta do it.
DTV.
I mean, we're all yeah. developing these things that we can't stop doing.
Nervous ticks?
We need you to do it.
I'm just a jiggler.
If everyone doesn't do their ticks, then those become anxiety.
Yes. Feed into my OCD.
No, it's all of our OCD.
One, two, three, four, five.
Carla.
Carla, we love you, baby.
Don't try to play her off, Carla.
I'm not playing you off.
And finally, Michael Burns.
Michael, it burns.
Michael.
Why does it burn so much? What's in that Michael?
It's just because he's hot.
Ring if he should go to bed.